For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up with the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. We be thumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. Just act like you know and won't stop.
Welcome to Stompin'. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up. Queen stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be thumping. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. We be thumping. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Did you guys watch Raw?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. Good, Conan, when you guys go on Twitter now, instead of on the right-hand side of the screen, when you're on your Twitter, on your page, instead of just having, like, trending topics that would be, like, just one word or a name or something, Grok, the Twitter AI, like, is doing computer-generated articles, okay?
Right.
Or, like, little short little things, right? So, yesterday, the Grok... On my Twitter feed, Grok said that Liv Morgan, this is in the afternoon, Liv Morgan won the women's battle royal to become the WWE women's champion, right? And that was on Grok, like it was on Twitter.
Right.
I was tweeting, is WWE taped tonight? I go, because it's kind of weird, like the AI that's just posting trends based on my, you know, flashed up, like, you know, the, like the wrestling stuff, because a lot of wrestling stuff based on my algorithm, pops up for trends, okay? And I wonder if that actually was the plan. Somehow the AI knew maybe after posted that, and then they had to change it. We'll get to the show, but they had to change the finish because it got leaked by Twitter, by the Twitter to the Twitter AI program. You know, wow. So I mean I don't know, but it was 100% during the day. It said that she had already won. But then I found out that the show was live, and I was like, well, this is kind of think about how artificial intelligence, it's like so smart. It's posting all the wrestling finishes of the shows before the show's even air from now on. Let's see how we hate spoilers. I'm going to have to tell, we should tag Elon Musk and tell him to tell Grok to quit posting spoilers for the wrestling shows. So they're in Columbus. Cole and McAfee stood in the ring and spoke about the Battle Royal that would determine the Women's Championship. And Cole labeled the Battle Royal as the show's main event and set up a video package to recap Rhea Ripley relinquishing the title due to a shoulder injury. So you turn on the show, and they're giving a very detailed explanation of why they're having this Battle Royal and making it seem like a big deal. All right? Did you notice that? Did you like
100%.
That? 100%. Yeah. So instead of just opening a show and you got guys marching to the ring to hurry up and start their match so they can start wrestling, you know, which is on the other show.
It says here, Disco, for some reason, I know you said about the Twitter thing, but there was also, I guess there was odds out for Raw, and Liv Morgan was the favorite at minus 275, so maybe they just took it off there and assumed, or you know what I mean, the AI saw the odds and took it from there. I don't know.
So she was really a 275 favorite, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Hang on, Conan's walking off with his dog here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Morgan is currently the favorite to win. She listed at minus 275. I didn't know they put out odds for Raw. No shit.
Yeah, well, overseas you can bet on
every show pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But they obviously put limits on what you can bet. You can't win a whole lot of money betting wrestling.
Right.
You
know?
Right. All right. So then, so Priest comes out. He's dressed in non. Bro, the guy's cool. He looks cool. That's about the best way I can describe what he's wearing. Oh, by the way, the first segment. Okay. So here's the first segment. So Priest comes out, and he said he came to talk to Jay. Okay. Oh no, actually, hang on. So I'm way ahead here. Jay Uso comes out. Okay, I miss this. Okay, and he makes his entrance. McAfee pumped his arms along with the crowd. They're doing the entrance with the. He's got a cool entrance with the crowd participation. And Pat McAfee always marks out. He delivered a standard intro today to beat Priest to live up to his main event, and Priest comes out. So he just came to talk to Jay, and Priest said the Yeet vibe and the main event moniker suit Jay and congratulated him. And Priest recalled going to war with Jay last year. Priest said he never spoke about it publicly, but there was one night when Jay whooped his ass so bad that he approached him in the locker room and told him that he earned his respect. Priest said that's why he wanted Jay in the Judgment Day, and Priest said he took Jay out for drinks that night, and Jay said he took an Uber. Priest recalled Jay telling him that they were next. Priest said he was proud to stand next to Jay, and Priest told Jay that he was half right. I was next, Priest said. Well, pointing to the title belt as proof. Priest said Jay was the first in a long list of wrestlers that the machine would feed to him to make him look good. Priest started to leave, but Jay told him to stay. He asked Priest if he really saw him as just another tag team guy. Jay told Priest he's only the leader of the Judgment Day because Rhea Ripley got hurt. And Jay said that makes Priest a bitch for Dominic Mysterio. Jay said Priest would be fed to him because he's next. Then JD McDonough came in the ring and tried to attack Jay from behind, went to super kick him, but missed and hit Priest. And Jay mockingly said it was his bad. And Priest glared at McDonough while Jay exited the ring, and McDonough acts scared that he just screwed up. The context of what they were talking about reads better than this came off live. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I don't know why.
It was just kind of like
there wasn't. It wasn't nothing. Yeah.
And you know what it sounded like? If it was like two real life wrestlers, like that there were two real athletes. And they're kind of just giving each other props to each other and kind of like being respectful. There wasn't like any like antagonism here or like there was no heat here, kind of. This is what was missing, I think.
He did say a couple lines where he said, you're going to be the first person the machine feeds to me.
Right.
So I look good. And then Uso came back and he said, the only reason you're here is because mommy got hurt.
Right.
You know, you're the lead. No, the only reason you're the leader of the Judgment is because mommy got hurt, which people right. popped. So they got a couple zingers, but yeah.
Right. But it was still it was
lacking something.
Right. It was just flat. Right. Powell's POV, a solid exchange between Priest and Jay. And Priest came off sincere as he told his story before he stuck the dagger in. And it was nice to hear Jay in a verbal exchange as opposed to just saying yeet. Right. So next is the Awesome Truth against DIY in World Tag Team title match. But by the way, what was the number here, Joe? Oh, it was low. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When Kono, did you watch the show? Did you watch Raw live?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was watching the basketball games, and the basketball games were so good, I say Raw's going to get killed tonight.
Right.
Every game was just...
No. I didn't watch it live. I watched it taped. I was watching the basketball game too.
The basketball games were such unbelievable drama.
Last second. Yeah.
I was like, both the East Coast feed and the West Coast feed just got probably killed by those games because like that Laker comeback was just like, or the Denver comeback was
both
just so compelling. Yeah. Even the last minute of the Knicks game was unbelievable. Yeah. You know? So I was like,
and even worse is that Embiid, as hurt as he is, and you can tell he's hurt, he still had over 30 points, double-double.
Yeah.
And at the end, bro, Maxey got fouled. Yeah. And I don't like Philadelphia, but go ahead.
Right. But but this is the first week of going head-to-head with playoffs, and it's been shown throughout wrestling history, regular season sports games does not really affect the ratings, but the playoffs always do, and especially when the games are good like they were last night. So
yeah, they were.
So Raw took a pretty good chunk. Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men.
Mm-hmm.
With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, you can perform simple routine checks, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a load off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower. Shave in the shower, the bath, or even if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness through support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. We highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, so.
Don't forget the Crop Reviver. The warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that Crop Reviver going on, the Crop Preserver. Get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this Crop Preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you can see, Friday or Thursday, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a...
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. They got deodorant. Got the Crop Preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped.
But the funny thing is, there were people on Twitter making fun of the Raw ratings. Oh, my God, they're good. And I'm like, guys, this is so stupid. The raw rating right now is completely irrelevant, okay? Because they are selling out their shows, and they're not even going to be on the network in 3 months, and they've already renegotiated the new rights fees. They're getting twice as much money on their new platform than they get now. So who gives a rat's ass what the rating is on the show, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Makes no sense at all. So DIY against Miz and Awesome Truth. Awesome Truth in this match worked like a lot stronger than his character, you would think, because he had some kickouts and some pretty big moves here. And they did a spot where Miz dumped Ciampa over the barricade, and back in the ring, Gargano rolled Miz into a pin for a two count. And they timed it well where he went for the skull crushing finale, but they did a couple reversals. And then Truth came up out of nowhere and hit him with what they call this thing, the Truth crushing finale, which is like the Miz crushing thing.
The full Nelson face thing.
And Truth jumping up and like pulling him down with him too. Actually, it looks pretty good. So after the match, they're all babyface. They're all going to shake hands with each other, but Ciampa declined to shake their hands and left the ring. So a little, you know, so once again, we had the champ, the number one challenger in the first segment. We have a tag team title match in the second segment. So, you know, decent show. And backstage, what did you think?
Yeah, nobody cares about these four, really, this feud. And I'm kind of glad somebody turned heel. I'm glad all these people are turning heel, from Gable to him to somebody else turned heel.
Right.
They needed it. I like when Truth was going to do the five knuckle shuffle thing and mm-hmm. he hit him with a jumping knee to get booze. I hope, because they really like Gargano and Ciampa and Indy Hartwell and fucking,
right,
what's the girl's name? The little poison pixie.
What's her name? Candice LeRae. Right.
I wonder if they're going to put them together again, like they had them in NXT, but they've been there a year. None of them are over.
Right. Yeah. You know what? Here was a problem with this is, dude, if you were going to put DIY together, well, like they reunited them, bro, they have to win way more than they lose because they're small.
So but they were winning at the beginning, Glenn, remember? Right, they were
right, but not much.
Way big,
two, 3 weeks. You know, if you want to keep these guys, I don't know. They're not a threat to me, what they don't come across as, right? So backstage, Priest got mad at JD McDonough while noting that he didn't ask for his help last week or this week. Then Dominic and Santos Escobar showed up. Maybe you could give us some story here, Conan. Dom has his arm in his sling. What happened to him?
I haven't called them to find out.
Could you try to find out that news so we can break a story on the show?
Yeah.
Escobar told Priest he didn't need to worry about it. And Priest told McDonough to handle his own business, stay out of his. So basically, Dominic's still trying to make friends with all these guys and kind of like going over Priest's head a little bit. And Priest is very happy with it. The Imperium comes out, and Gunther assumed the fans thought he would take some shots at Sami Zayn. He said that's not what he intended to do. Gunther said he took some time away to digest what happened and said that for 666 days, he elevated the Intercontinental title to heights never seen before and became the greatest champ of the title's history. That actually got a pretty good pop from the crowd. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Gunther said the weight of being a target and living up to everyone's expectations has now been lifted off his shoulders. Then Gunther thanked Zayn while saying that he's no longer a target. And Gunther said he's now the hunter rather than the hunted. Gunther declared that he'll be in the King of the Ring tournament. He said he would then figure out which champion he wants to target. Gunther warned the champion he targets. Gunther said he is already the ring general and soon to be King of the Ring. The New Day comes out, and Woods boasted that he's the reigning defending King of the Ring, and Kingston and Woods enter the ring. Woods and Gunther was a pretender to his throne, and Woods said he intended to cement his legacy by becoming a two-time King of the Ring. Gunther said he would reestablish the image of the King of the Ring tournament, while Woods will be remembered as being a weird guy who won accidentally and covered himself in gold. Kingston and Woods mocked Gunther for no longer having gold of his own, and Gunther said this was beneath him. And he told Kaiser Da Vinci to take care of business. Then Woods said they would handle the King of the Ring and then played up facing Kaiser Da Vinci. What did you think about this verbal exchange? What did you think about Gunther's promo?
He's always good, very believable and funny.
Right. Yeah, he has some good lines.
Yeah.
You know? So Gunther sat in a chair at ringside, and Kofi and Woods took on Giovanni and Leonardo da Vinci and Kaiser. And they beat da Vinci. So after the match, Gunther picked up the chair that he had been sitting on and tossed it at the barricade because he was pissed. And he glared at Kaiser, who wouldn't make eye contact with him. He was embarrassed. Then Gunther shook his head in disgust while watching Kaiser check on da Vinci and then walked back to the back. And Kaiser helped da Vinci to his feet and hugged him, or exit the ring. And suddenly out of nowhere, he shoved him into the LED board of the ring apron. That looked really good because when he hit it, they had to affect like the electric, they screwed it up to the electricity on it. Then he just beat the living piss out of him. And he did this drop kick on the stairs, crushed him and stuff and everything. And so, I mean, good beatdown. These guys have actually done some pretty good beatdowns lately. And Kaiser headed to the back while the producers checked on Da Vinci. And then the camera followed Kaiser all the way to the back where Gunther was waiting. And I said, I told you I would get it done. And then Gunther smiled. So every bits that people wanted to like Gunther, he got his heat back here because like it looked like they were planning on getting rid of your boy, your favorite wrestler, Leonardo. What do you think about the way Leonardo da Vinci's being treated, Tony?
Well, it's going to be hard for him to be on his own. Maybe hopefully the feud with Ludwig and maybe Gunther and he gets another partner might do something for him, but he should not be by himself. Kind of like McDonough. He, as long as he's with Judgment Day, he's going to be cool. This was another one where somebody turned heel and it was about time. I wasn't interested in the match with New Day because they fought a million times in the last year. One of them told Gunther that he was last year's King of the Ring. Was one of them the King of the Ring last year?
Yeah. Remember they did the whole thing. I think it was 2 years ago. I'm thinking maybe about timeline messed up. Yeah. But it's been a while, but the Xavier Woods was the ring. Because remember we did the
good
Xavier Woods did the King of the Ring when he was growing up. He always wanted the King of the Ring when he was a fan and stuff and all that. That they did that with him and they made him the King of the Ring.
And it's kind of funny because when they made the match, one of them actually said, it's actually Xavier Woods goes, No, we've already fought each other so many times. I thought that was hilarious.
Right.
It was the same thing I was thinking.
Right. So, Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. You want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either do a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like. My favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano infuse, which is basically nano emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
So they hyped the contract signing. The question: who is next for Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga? A little tease for Raw. Let me give you Powell's POV.
Yep.
The match was forgettable. New Day's act feels stale, and the Imperium duo have been cast as lackeys for Gunther. The post-match angle changed that. The timing is interesting heading into the draft. I'm not really sure what this means for Da Vinci. Kaiser has upside as a singles act. Andrade was featured in the end. He said to be careful when you hear about somebody because you might be hearing from the problem. Andrade said he's many things, but he's not someone's fool. The footage was shown of Andrade attacking Dominic Mysterio, and Andrade said he didn't betray Judgment Day because they were never loyal to start with. Andrade said they wanted a servant, but nobody tells them what to do. And Andrade said he is now their biggest problem. So he's going to be a thorn in the side of Judgment Day, kind of like Ricochet was, and we'll see what happens later. So one of the most entertaining characters on the show, Drew McIntyre, makes his entrance for an in-ring promo. CM Punk chant broke out, and McIntyre sat down cross-legged in the ring, told the camera not to look up his kilt and called him a perv, and McIntyre asked the fans why they chant Punk's name whenever he comes out. McIntyre said Punk hates the fans, the only person he hates more than them is himself, and McIntyre asked the fans if he doesn't love them back as much. But Matt asked the fans if they've ever loved something that doesn't love them back as much. He said that's his complex relationship with pro wrestling. And then fans are doing the what chant. McIntyre said if you French kiss your cousin? And the fans still said what? And he said, you guys are sick. McIntyre said the fans don't understand complex relationships because the most complex relationship most of them had was with their right hand. McIntyre said Damian Priest used his Money in the Bank contract to cash in on him like a coward and that he didn't get his rematch like everyone else. McIntyre said he was in a number one contender four-way that Punk interfered and then called Jey Uso coward for taking advantage of it. McIntyre said he wasn't complaining. He was complaining. That's a funny line. I would instead target the King of the Ring. McIntyre mentioned the WWE draft and said he doesn't give a damn where he ends up. And Sheamus' music interrupts McIntyre. Sheamus walked to the ring and asked McIntyre what his problem was. Sheamus entered the ring and said he saw a man who wouldn't take responsibility for his own mistakes. And Sheamus said the same that some would say that makes McIntyre a coward. There's that word again, coward. Sheamus had McIntyre stand up while saying he thinks he's earned that respect. And Sheamus recalled McIntyre winning the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania and said he blew it for his social media stuff. Sheamus said McIntyre threw it all away and said he's McIntyre's friend and they've had banger after banger. Sheamus said he was there to tell McIntyre the hard truths. A one-armed CM Punk kicked your ass. The McIntyre said Sheamus knows better than anyone what Punk did to him and how he affected his career. And Sheamus said the obsession is taking down McIntyre's career and he needs to get it out of his head. McIntyre said if Sheamus wanted to tell the hard truth, they would do that. McIntyre said it was banger after banger after banger, but before Sheamus got hurt. But now it looks like it's been burger after burger after burger. That popped Sheamus, and Sheamus said he's been watching McIntyre, and he's getting good at these one-liners. And Sheamus said that he could lose the weight, but McIntyre can't lose stupid. Sheamus told McIntyre to stop blaming everyone, and McIntyre said he stood up for Sheamus when people backstage were mocking his weight last week. McIntyre said he's Sheamus. And bro, Sheamus didn't really look that fat to me, right?
No, no.
Right. McIntyre said he only fights if it's worthwhile, but this isn't worth his while. He said he was still there for Sheamus, and McIntyre said he was going to ringside to watch Sheamus' back. Then Shinsuke comes out for his match against Nakamura. And Drew, during the match, sat on the desk kind of very disrespectfully. Yeah, did you see that? They did. So, yeah, that's pretty funny. The burger after. Cody, you see that? That's definitely Photoshop. Sheamus does not look that big. So Sheamus versus Shinsuke, yeah. We know he's going to win this. Sheamus defeats Shinsuke in 11 minutes. And after that, Sheamus stood on the ropes and played the crowd before looking at the McIntyre who applauded him. So they're still selling the relationship like Sheamus and Mac are still kind of like drinking buddies, I guess, you know? But a little bit of a ribbon on the square in their promo. What'd you think of this?
You're muted, Conan.
You're muted.
Nothing to really add. I thought the in-ring was a little bit too long, but I liked the little zingers between both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. I mean, let's see what happens.
Right. So Sami Zayn was interviewed by Kathy Kelly in the back, and Zayn said he wasn't sure how Gable could defend his actions. We'd be watching to hear what he had to say like everyone else. And then Bronson Reed showed up and told Zayn he has a bigger problem. Zayn held up the title and asked if that's what Reed won, and Zayn told him anytime, any place. Then Reed appeared to leave, and Zayn turned around to continue his promo. And then Reed hit him from behind and beat him up and ran him into the crates backstage and stuff and just beat him up pretty good. What'd you think of this? Bronson Reed is like a thorn in Sami's side now, I guess. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not interested yet.
Me neither. So Gable is in the ring with Otis Tozawa, and Dupree was booed by the crowd. Gable's wearing a suit, and all the other ones are dressed in their ring attire where they look corny. Gable said Zayn has had a rough couple of weeks, but at least what he did to him was justified. Gable said he could accept losing to Zayn, but accused Zayn of rubbing it in by bringing the title belt over to him while he was down in the corner of the ring. And he says Zayn then found his wife and rubbed it in more because that was supposed to be my moment, my WrestleMania moment, basically celebrating with my kid. It's ringside, and you kind of rubbed it in my face by celebrating your wife at ringside. Gable said he wasted his time training Zane a bunch of freaking losers. Gable asked Cesaro if he had a problem with that, and Gable told Mr. Funny Man that he does his little dance and racks up loss after loss after loss. And Gable went to Dupree, said she's pretty as a princess, but dumb as a box of rocks. Gable said he gave her everything, he got nothing in return. And Gable turned to Otis and told him not to even get him started. Gable called Otis his prized pupil and number one guy, and you've proven yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt to be the biggest disappointment of them all. Gable said they all signed up for his academy to get honest feedback, and he told them to get on the same page and that from now on the focus is on him. We're all going to win my Intercontinental Championship together, and you're going to help me no matter what, right? Then Gable told them all to say no matter what together. And Otis said it, but Gable told me he didn't hear him and ordered him to say it again, and Otis said the line. Gable said, good, then dropped the mic and exited the ring. Then Otis, Cesaro, and Dupree comforted one another. Bro, the best thing about this promo was all the zingers that gave Gable, like when he was cutting them all down, the crowd popped on every one of them.
Exactly. They were very sympathetic for the baby faces.
Absolutely. This was very good mic work. Yeah, very good mic work by Gable. He was very strong on the mic here. Instead of doing that stupid, coming out with his cartoonish shirts and do the shoot.
Yeah.
This is a much better spot for him.
Right.
Bro, it's like, it's like, look, we're going to change your character here. We want you to be heel. And bro, he nailed his first promo.
Yeah.
Like,
he's been waiting for a while.
Yeah, you could tell, right? Ricochet was warming up in the back. This did not make it to Hulu. I didn't see this. Ricochet was warming up in the back. He was approached by Dominic Mysterio. He said Ricochet was lucky that he was injured. The Ricochet said he looked forward to beating Dom, and now he and Andrade would have to settle for JD McDonough and Santos Escobar. The Ricochet told Dom to tell McDonough that he would further embarrass him on WWE Speed this week. By the way, they had a match. Him and JD McDonough had a match on Speed this week. It was actually pretty good. It's 3 minutes. It was like good stuff. And Liv Morgan approached Dom after Ricochet left, and they looked at one another without saying anything. Do you know anything about what?
No, that was great because it just gets your mind thinking of a million things.
Right. Remember when Dominic, they did a deal when Dominic was with Ray and he just came in and he was like Ray's kid. Remember when they did that thing where a couple of the girls, like he was walking by and like, like whistle at him, like Natalia, maybe or somebody like that. But I don't know. They never did anything with that. But it's
they didn't.
No.
That was good.
So Ricochet and Andrade against Santos Escobar and JD McDonough. Ricochet jumped from the top rope into a code breaker from Andrade, and a short time later, Andrade hit a back elbow on Escobar, then hit his finisher on McDonough for pinning him. So McDonough's not been doing well lately. After the match, Priest entered the ring and attacked Andrade and Ricochet, and hit a razor's edge on Ricochet, and then performed a choke slam on Andrade. Then Priest scolded Dom in Spanish and translated for McDonough. Priest said he doesn't need anyone, they need him. And McAfee said McDonough couldn't find a win in his life if his life depended on it. Interesting line. What did you think of this?
What were you talking about? I'm sorry. I was reading something.
So the finish of the match, and then Priest coming in afterwards.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I mean, you know, Priest, this was not a good night. This was not a good night for Judgment Day, but that's good. You know, they can stand to lose a couple to, you know, get other people over. You know, Priest came in at the end and basically stood tall, you know what I'm saying? And he kind of issued a warning to Dom, because remember Dom said he would take care of it and he didn't. So just seems like, you know, what they wanted to do, they did. They made stars out of three of them. They made a star out of Dom, star out of this guy, star out of Rhea, and I think they're going to separate them.
Well, another interesting dynamic here is that the storyline here is that the Judgment Day is beat up. Rhea's out. She had her arm in a sling. Dom's got his arm in a sling. There's something. Right. They're having trouble right now, you know. But Priest is the champ,
right?
So it's kind of like he's very vulnerable.
And Priest is mad at Dom now because he didn't get the job done again,
right? So Caden Carter, Katana Chance were warming up for the Battle Royal. They showed the girls warming up. So then a Zoe Stark interview video aired. She said it was 1 year since she'd been drafted to Raw. She recalled being told to be humble and patient, but she said no. And she recalled beating Becky Lynch and being inches away from winning the Money in the Bank ladder match. She also said she was this close to becoming Women's World Champion in Survivor Series. She said the scariest part of it all is that she's just getting started. Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae were interviewed by Kathy Kelly in the backstage area, and Kelly spoke about their recent tactics. Hartwell tried to defend them, but LeRae said they wouldn't defend their victory from last week, and Kelly pulled away due to a lot of commotion. The camera showed Adam Pearce and others trying to keep Liv Morgan and Nia Jax separated. Then Becky Lynch just strolled past them with the mic in her hand. They're doing this now where they're on their way to the ring to let the girls cut promos.
Nice.
Ivy Nile was talking with Maxine Dupri, then Lynch stopped and noted it was Dupri's first shot at a World Heavyweight Championship and told her to go out there and show it would not be her last. Then Lynch walked through the gorilla position and out to the entrance for the Battle Royal. So they just, yeah, I'm not going to go over anything, but this basically comes down to the three girls you would think would probably win this.
Right, Dwayne, Lynch, Jax, right,
and Liv. Right. And they did a very creative way to eliminate Nia, because, of course, Nia was looking really strong here. So Nia, like, clobbered the both of them, dragged them over to do the double sit-down squash on them, right?
Right.
But while she was doing that, they shoved her off the top rope onto the apron. And then while she was on the apron, Liv did that, her finishing move where she hits them with that, the flat ladder thing. And while she was draped on the ropes, Becky came off the top rope and leg dropped her, which made Nia go to the floor.
Very creative.
Then it gets down to the two of them, and basically she did the manhandle, the manhandle slam?
Manhandle slam, yeah.
On the apron on the Liv, and she basically, what do you call it? She basically, she wins the world title.
Right.
In the battle royal.
And then she's probably got a feud coming up with either Jax or Morgan.
Correct. Which is the way they tell basic stories here that are easy to follow.
Right.
What did you think about this show?
Good show, not good, not bad. Good show, a little bit more on the good part, but not a great show,
right?
Not a bad show. What do you think?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Let me look, Joe. Pull the ratings up again.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterlies. Okay, so I want to see the time from like 9 o'clock. Here. So the show started 8:45, 9 to 9:15. Kind of interesting. The show dropped off here a little bit. So I guess the show dropped. No, this, wait, hang on. This doesn't really make any. So I guess when the Knicks game was getting exciting, the numbers of the wrestling were also increasing too, which shows you people probably hear it on TV and they're watching the score and they turn on and everybody. Just when there's more people on TV in the market, the demographic, you'll get filtered people that'll come and watch the show, I think. Oh, no, kind of weird. Well, what'd you think? I thought the show was like every segment, they're forwarding stories. So the show is all right. You know, some of the stories I'm not that interested in, but at least they're doing the episodic story, so everybody involved. So,
boom.